speedbuilders.com. Were you injured in that accident, sir?
That's correct.
Did you seek medical treatment pertaining to that?
I did.
Who treated you?
I was treated by Dr. Moss.
Who referred you to him?
It was on my own volition.
What did Dr. Moss do for you?
Did x-rays and other tests. He administered a bunch of tests.
Do you remember what the ultimate results of the x-rays were?
It was several protruding discs.
He advised you that you had a protruding disc?
Exactly, that is correct.
Did he inform you where it was? Was it located in your back or upper neck region?
It is in the back area.
How did he treat you for that?
He gave me pain pills and therapy.
Did he ever tell you you needed to have surgery?
No, he did not.
So you had physical therapy and you took pain medicine?
Yes.
How long did that go on?
That was for about a year.
So you treated approximately until April of 94, is that correct?
Yes, it lasted approximately 6 months with him, and then I was referred to another doctor.
So you treated with Moss for about 6 months?
Yes, and I was referred to Dr. Flint.
Okay. What prompted the referral then? Why did you stop going to see him?
I was looking for relief, and I was not getting any with him.
So his therapy and prescriptions weren't eliminating your pain?
It helped. It just didn't make it go away.
So you asked Dr. Moss to refer you to someone else?
That's correct.
Who did he refer you to?
Dr. Flint.
Where is Dr. Flint located?
He is at St. Charles General.
What did he do for you?
He gave me injections and pain medication.
Were the injections in your back?
Yes, and where it was injured at.
Did the injections help?
Yes, it did.
How many injections did you have to get?
I got 4.
How long did you treat with him?
It was approximately 5 months.
At the end of the 5-month period, why did you stop seeing him?
I obtained relief.
Were your symptoms completely gone, resolved?
No, it wasn't completely gone, but it was an enormous improvement.
So, did you stop going on your own, or did the doctor discharge you?
No, I am not discharged, really. I still go back and forth.
All right, okay. You say you treated with him approximately 5 months. That would have been consistent treatments?
Exactly.
That was for approximately 5 months?
That's right.
And at the end of that 5-month period, you stopped going of your own volition?
No, he kind of spaced the dates out a little bit, like 3 months apart. Since it was helping the injury was getting better.
And you say you have never been discharged by him?
No.
Now, sir, you said that you were diagnosed as suffering from a protruding disc as a result of the accident at Marathon. Did any doctor tell you that you needed to undergo surgery as a result of the injury?
Surgery for what, my back?
Yes, sir.
No one ever told me that.
Let's turn to the accident that is made the subject of this lawsuit. Do you recall when it occurred? Do you recall when the accident occurred that is the subject of this suit?
October of 93.
Okay, and I am looking at a police report which shows October 6th of 93. Would you say that that is accurate?
Yes.
Now, prior to this time, were you suffering from any pain as a result of the accident that occurred at Marathon?
Please repeat the question.
In other words, the accident at Marathon occurred in April of 93, and this car accident occurred October 6th of 93. During the interim of that time frame between the two accidents, were you suffering from any pain?
I was, yes. I had a few pains in my back, you know.
And that would have resulted from what?
That was from being that big ball that came down on me.
So you were experiencing some pain in your back?
That is correct.
Were you still under a doctor's supervision?
Yes, I was.
What about your shoulder? Was your shoulder giving you problems up until that period?
No.
All right. Now, let's talk about how this accident occurred. You were a guest passenger in a car, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Who was the driver of the car?
Gary Ricardo.
And who is he?
He is a cousin.
Do you recall the weather conditions on the day of the accident? Was it raining? Was it sunny? What was the weather like?
It was sunny, I believe.
Where were you going? Your destination?
To purchase a wheelchair for his wife.
Where were you seated in the vehicle?
I was in the back.
On which side?
I was on the passenger side.
Do you wear glasses or contact lenses?
No, I never have.
Tell me how the accident occurred.
Well, we were coming across the Mississippi, and we got to the Camp Street exit, and this lady was hesitating in the median, and she wasn't sure if she wanted to come out or stay in. When she eventually made up her mind, we stopped, and the car behind us stopped, and then another guy just collided into us.
Okay. Now, where were you all? Where were you traveling?
We were coming over on this side of the river, coming from Gretna.
And as you approached the Camp Street exit, was it your intention to exit on Camp Street?
No, we were proceeding out. She didn't know if she wanted to exit or not.
How far from her car were you when you first saw her vehicle? Can you approximate the distance?
It was approximately 50 yards.
What was her vehicle doing when you initially saw it?
She was stopped.
She was at a complete stop?
She was at a stop right there in the median, right there.
What time did this accident occur?
Somewhere around 2 o'clock.
So you were about 50 yards from her when you first noticed that she was stopped?
That's correct.
Did she advance at any point?
Yes, she continued inching up.
Okay, she kept inching up until eventually, was she in front of your vehicle?
Yes, she was in front all the time, continuously. She was just uncertain if she wanted to come up or go down.